Hey, 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 a few quick questions for you. Firstly, is your health and wellness important to you? Do you want to do something about it? And do you want it to be something that feels easy and fun? If you answered yes in your brain to all of those questions, then exciting news for you. My new program, Radiate and Renew, will be starting in May. It's a 4-week program and it will be focusing on creating 4 new little habits. So each week we'll be focusing on building 1 small habit. Now next week, I will tell you more details, including price and how you can sign up. For now, you can check out the details and you can join the waiting list. I'm so excited about Radiate and Renew. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Positively Healthy Weight Loss with me, Dr. Alina. Today, I want to talk to you about why people get stuck and don't make changes. But before we dive into why people get stuck, another really important question to ask is, what is the cost of not making changes? So we had a look at motivation and why you want to get to where you want to get to healthy, amazing you, where healthy eating, healthy living feels natural. It's just something that you do on autopilot so that you can lose weight, get more energy, enjoy your life, and really lead a long, healthy, and vibrant life. And that is amazing. And a lot of people don't believe that they can get there because they believe it is difficult. We'll talk about that in a second. But the question also is, what is the cost of not making changes? Now, this is different for all of you. The answer to this question is different for all of you because it depends where you are right now and it depends what you're looking at. But for some of you, it might be, well, if I don't make changes, my pre-diabetes is going to turn into diabetes. Or if I don't make changes, I'm going to carry on putting weight and then my mobility is going to go down and I won't be able to play with my grandchildren in the way that I want to. Or I won't be able to do all of these things like travel the world or go hiking or go skiing that I want to do when I retire. So really understanding what the cost of inaction is a really big part of the puzzle because it is really easy for your brain to your habit brain to say, this is how we do things. This is the habits that I do. It's okay. I'm just doing these habits. And yeah, it'd be great if I had this amazing other world, but we just do this and it feels safe doing this. And I want to emphasize that your brain is trying to protect you. It's basically saying, hey, you know what? Everything's good now. You're still alive. And that's a great place to be. But your thinking brain is busy saying, yeah, but it could be even better. And if you don't make changes, how long am I going to stay alive for? Now, I know that's a very gloomy outlook, but the reality is there for people. I had an uncle who had diabetes. He had type 2 diabetes, and sadly, he died. Now, if right at the beginning, someone had said to him, and you know, if he felt motivated to make those changes, this is how you make these changes. And it's not actually that difficult. And you know, you can lead a long and healthy life. Well, he would still be here today. And I know that's a really sad thing to say, but it's absolutely true. The cost of inaction can sometimes be the cost of your life. So why don't people make changes? If we look at the world, there's a lot of people who want to lose weight. There's a lot of people who want to get healthy, and yet people don't do it and they don't sustain doing it. So here are a few thoughts that I have. Well, habits. Number one, habits. And it's not just a habit of what we do, but it's a habit in what we think and what we feel. Yes, we have habits in how we think. We talked about those saboteurs, those voices in your brain, and they can be strong. And we talked about emotions, and you have habits in your emotions, and that can be strong. And also the habits in our actions that we take. Now, as I said, the good thing about habits is that when you build habits with intention, when you build healthy habits, it really helps you maintain your healthy, amazing life. So a lot of the reason that people don't do things is just out of habit. But another few things, lack of support, lack of accountability. And a lot of people think, well, why do I need support? Why do I need accountability? I know how to eat. I should be able to do this by myself. Well, but here's a question. You send your children to school to learn how to do maths. You expect them to be able to do maths, but You give them a teacher. You don't just give them a book and say, hey, learn maths. You can do it by yourself. No, they have a teacher and a coach and people who help them do things. And it's the same with healthy living. You are busy doing whatever it is that you do. And a lot of people need help and accountability and support doing, creating their healthy, amazing life. And I know that when I look at my clients, so many of my clients say, hey, you know what? I have made life transforming changes. And I know that I would not be able to do it without being in this group, without your support. And it's having that support. It's having that priority in your brain. Now, another big reason is lack of mindset. So I am going to read a long list of things that people tell me I can't do it because of this. And you tell me which ones apply to you. Okay, I don't have time. Yes, I know, we're busy. Everybody's busy. It won't work for me. My response is, why not? Do you not have a human body? I don't trust myself. I'm too busy. I don't have support. I like eating cake or meat or other food. I have sugar cravings. I emotionally eat and I'm really stressed. I'm too tired to exercise. Side note, exercise gives you energy. I don't like cooking. I can't buy healthy foods. Healthy foods are too expensive. I binge eat. I sneak food. I don't have any internal motivation. I don't know why I don't do it. I just doubt myself and I can't do it. I have to feed my partner, my children, my family. I can't focus on this. I don't have accountability. I lack discipline. I feel stuck and ashamed. I'm too overwhelmed. My habits are too ingrained. I'm out of control. I'm stuck and lazy. I feel it's hopeless. I've done things before and it didn't work. I've had lots of tries. I love food too much for this to work. I lack consistency. I lack confidence. It's my hormones. So all of those are reasons to stop you moving forwards. And guess what? They're all just thoughts in your brain. They're all just negative brain. Yes, they are true. Your negative brain doesn't tell you lies. It tells you the truth, but it augments that truth. So let's just take a few of them and go through them. Okay, number one, my habits are too ingrained. Yes, you have ingrained habits. But what if it was easy to change your habits? What if you could keep going and keep going and keep going until you got to healthy, amazing you, where you had different habits and then those habits are really ingrained. The healthy habits are really ingrained. Let's take another one. I emotionally eat and I'm really stressed. Okay, so what if you could change your stress? What if you could change emotional eating? Could you then succeed in that situation? So all of these things, I'm too busy. Here's another one. I'm too busy. I don't have time. Okay. Everybody has the same amount of time in a day, 24 hours. I have 24 hours in a day. I have four children to look after. I have a business to run. But what keeps me going is I have the systems and habits that work for me. So when some people are reaching for frozen pizza, I'm reaching for one of my healthy meals that is really easy for me to do. Now, you don't necessarily get there instantly, but that is the goal, to get there. And yes, you can get there. So how do you change all of this? You've got all of these thoughts that are going around your brain, all of these things that are telling you you can't do it, and you believe them. Well, you need to step away and you need to see that they are just thoughts. And I think the most important thing is that you need to have belief in yourself and your goal. And you need to go, you need to really understand, yes, I can get there. I can get to healthy, amazing you. And I know a lot of people say, it doesn't work for me. And I say, hey, have you got a human mind and a human body? That's okay. You're not broken. This is part of how your human mind and your human body works. Your human mind tells you all of these things and you believe it. But you need to use your human mind to go, okay, this isn't quite true. And yes, I can get there. So you really do need to have this belief that you can get there, even if it's with support and accountability. You need to know that it is possible for you in some way. Because if you think it's never possible and it's never going to work, why would you make the effort? And one of the things I tell you to go back to is that question of what does it cost you to not make changes? Yes, making changes is going to require some energy. It's going to require doing things in a different way. It's going to possibly require some money, depending on how you get support. But is all of that worth it? to get healthy, amazing you and to lead a healthy life. And you know what? If you, the difference between leading a healthy life and leading a not healthy life can buy you 10 years of active life. So is it worth doing? Now, here's a really interesting question to ask yourself. When you look back on your life, so if you can go and pretend that you are yourself, your old, wiser self, and really just connect to that old, wiser self and think, what is important in your life? Is it important to you to lead a healthy, enjoyable, vigorous life, doing the things that you want to do? Or are you happy not making changes? And that's a question that only you can answer. And it's a really interesting exercise to go and have a think about that. So, how do you start making changes? Number one, you need to believe in yourself and your goal, even if that means getting support or, you know, thinking about what support you need to get there. Number two, you need to commit. You need to make a commitment. How do you make a commitment? It's so easy. You just make a commitment. When I moved from the UK to Spain, there was a period of time between us moving and actually us deciding that we were going to go and actually going. And everyone would say to me, how are the plans for Spain going? And I would say, well, they're fine. We're going in May. That we've made that decision. Now, I had made an internal commitment to myself. This was when we were going to go. We were going to move in May. And there was nothing really that I needed to do. I needed to find a house and that was it. But because other people didn't see this, you know, she's got a house to live in, they just basically didn't believe me. They didn't believe that I would ever move to Spain. But I knew I had made a commitment to myself and my partner. We were going to go and move to Spain and we did. What is a commitment? It is just a decision to do something, and but to stick to that decision. And number three, I really advise you to get some support. Now, support can be anyway. It can be your friends. It can be your family. It can be getting professional help like a health coach. And in the next episode, I'll tell you what it's like to work with me and what results people get if they come and join my group program, if you're interested in finding out about that. But whatever you do, get some kind of support to help you, because there are always going to be moments when you think this isn't working. And that is part of the journey. Now, the problem is, if you think it's not working and you stop, oh my goodness, it's not going to work. But if you think it's not working and you keep going, you're going to get there eventually. You just need to keep going. So, my friends, next up, I will tell you a little bit about what it is like to work with me.